Second Sunday of Easter, Year B. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The whole group of believers was of one heart and mind. No one claimed private ownership of any possessions, but everything they owned was held in common. With great power, the apostles continued to testify to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and a great grace was upon them all. None of their members was ever in want, as all those who owned land or houses sold them, brought the proceeds of the sale, and laid it at the feet of the apostles. It was then distributed to each as any had need. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love is everlasting. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love is everlasting. Let the house of Israel say, His mercy endures forever. Let the house of Aaron say, His mercy endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord say, His mercy endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love is everlasting. The Lord's right hand has done mighty deeds. His right hand is exalted. The Lord's right hand has done mighty deeds. I shall not die, I shall live, and recount the deeds of the Lord. The Lord punished me severely, but did not hand me over to death. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love is everlasting. The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. By the Lord has this been done, a marvel in our eyes. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love is everlasting. A reading from the first letter of St. John. Whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is a child of God. And whoever loves the Father loves the Son. In this we know that we love God's children, whenever we love God and keep his commandments. For this is what the love of God is, keeping his commandments. And his commandments are not burdensome, because whatever is born of God conquers the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who can overcome the world but the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? He it is who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not with water alone, but with water and blood. And it is the Spirit that bears witness, for the Spirit is truth. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. You believe in me, Thomas, because you have seen me. Blessed are those who have not seen me, but still believe. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. The Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. In the evening of that same day, the first day of the week, the doors were closed in the room where the disciples were for fear of the Jews. Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, Peace be with you. And after saying this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced at seeing the Lord, and he said to them again, Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so am I sending you. After saying this, he breathed on them and said, Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, they are forgiven. If you retain anyone's sins, they are retained. Thomas, called the twin, who was one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, We have seen the Lord. But he answered, Unless I see in his hands the mark of the nails, and put my finger in the mark of the nails, and my hand into his side, I will not believe. 8 days later, the disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were closed, Jesus came and stood among them and said, Peace be with you. Then he said to Thomas, Put your finger here, and see my hands. Reach out your hand, and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe. Thomas replied, My Lord and my God. Jesus said to him, Do you believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe. Jesus did many other signs in the sight of the disciples, which are not written in this book. These are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.